I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Saturday, August 30th. Today is perihelion for the planet Mars, its closest point in its 687-day orbit. Earth passed between the Sun and Mars on Thursday, and that's why Mars appears so bright in our night sky now. If you haven't seen it, be sure to look outside after sunset for a brilliant reddish object ascending in the eastern sky.
There's a 15-year cycle of close approaches of Mars. If you could see Mars through a telescope tonight, you'd find it nearly twice as large in apparent diameter as it was midway through that cycle in 1995. Then Mars was in a distant part of its orbit around the time we passed between Mars and the Sun. Mars has a closest and farthest point to the Sun because its orbit isn't circular. Instead, it's elliptical, like a circle someone sat down on.
And according to astronomers' calculations, in the past few thousand years, Mars' orbit has been getting slightly more elongated due to the gravitational attraction of the other planets. So Mars has been getting slightly closer to the Sun at each closest point, and farther from the Sun at each farthest point. The next really close pass between Earth and Mars will come in the year 2018.
For a chart showing Mars' location among the stars, come to the Tonight Sky section of our website at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.